بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصي نفسي وأوصيكم بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. يقول ربنا العزيز في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. One of the most topics that is discussed, and it's the subject of continuous discussion and debate in America to the American Muslims, is our relationship with others, other religions, other cultures, other ethnicities, other groups, other ideologies. We are a minority. We live in a country with a majority of Christians and also other religions. So some Muslims ask, what is our stand vis-a-vis other religions and other groups? How should we deal with them? Are we allowed to befriend them? Are we allowed to work with them? Are we allowed to accept them? There are two views. One belongs to the majority and one belongs to a small minority. The small minority view, which is very eccentric and deviating from the recognized opinion of Islamic jurists and Islamic scholars, is that we must live as a minority and alienate ourselves from others. We live in a culture of alienation, and we should not mingle with others because we are Muslims and they are non-Muslims. But this view is invalid. Invalid according to the Holy Quran and the Hadith and the tradition of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The vast majority of our scholars, especially in the school of Ahlul Bayt, especially those who follow the family of the Prophet, they believe that when you are a minority, you live in a majority country that does not subscribe to your faith, to your belief, then you still have to be an influential force. Still, you have to be an instrumental and leading force in that community. You should not alienate yourself or marginalize yourself from the rest of the society. You should integrate yourself into that society, even if you do not share the same belief system, because you share something else with them. You share humanity. You share human values. And there is no contradiction between human values and Islamic principles or Christian principles. They are compatible. They work hand in hand. So when you live in a society that is based on or characterized by multiplicity, diversity, multiple cultures, multiple faiths, multiple religions, multiple ideologies, you have to be part of that. You cannot retreat and live in your own culture away from others. This is a failed strategy, a failed idea. I know some parents who came to the West and they said, we do not want to integrate with others. But then when their children, they were grown up and they started going to school and universities, of course you can't keep your son, your daughter from education, from going to school. And then their children, they realized, well, there is something else there. It's not what just my father is telling me and my mother or my local mosque. There are other religions, other ideas. So we have to open up to this idea that we live in a diversified community. And this is a blessing. This is a blessing because Quran says, here you learn. When you live in a monolithic community where all people are the same, same speech, same ideology, same belief, same customs, same color, you don't learn. But when there is multiplicity, Allah says, on purpose we created you in a diverse fashion. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. We created you into tribes and nations لِتَعَارَفُ, so you learn. That would be a reason for you to exchange visits and ideas. So you learn from each other. When there is someone else there, when there is a Christian there, a Buddhist, a Jew, a Hindu, and others, not only you learn about them, you start learning about your own religion too. You don't take your religion for granted. You start questioning the fundamentals of your own religion, and if they are wrong, you start correcting them. So this is a benefit. It's a huge benefit when you live in a diverse community, community that has different cultures and different ideas. You learn. You are not stuck in one idea. Most of those radicals, they came from a background where they were stuck with only one idea. So it was very easy for someone to brainwash them, because they don't see the other side. They see only one color. They don't see other colors. And they don't learn. There would be no incentive for them to even question their own system of belief, let alone others. They tell them that this religion is terrible, that religion is terrible, this madhab is bad, that one, and they learn it. They don't get a chance to go and interact with others and find out that, no, others are also human beings. They are good, they are nice, they are generous, they are kind. So I think it's a blessing for us, we the Muslim who live in America, this is a blessing for us to live in a culture of multiplicity. So we love. Now, I receive questions sometimes, and I'd like to address a couple of them today, since we have young generation people are coming today. I want them to listen to the Islamic view. Some people ask, is it okay for a Muslim to participate in the Christmas celebration? Of course, if you ask someone from certain madahib and certain countries, immediately the answer, haram. Immediately. This is shirk and kufr. But it is not haram, my friends. It is halal or halal to participate. Because when you celebrate Christmas, that does not mean you are a Christian. Doesn't mean you are a Christian. It means that, for instance, you believe that Jesus, let's say, was born on this day, December 25th, or any other day. You are celebrating his legacy, his message, his spirit, his devotion, and his contribution to the humanity. And Jesus is part of our faith. قُلُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ And وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ We believe in them. They are our prophets. Not only their prophets, our prophets too. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ We never discriminate between any one of them. We respect them all and we love them all. And why not celebrating their birthday? Even Musa alayhi salam, for instance. Even Ibrahim, if we know this is his birthday, we congratulate each other, we celebrate. Those are universal leaders for the humanity, not just for one group or one geographic area. So, it is okay to celebrate Christmas. The other question I was asked, is it okay to give gifts to our Christian friends? On the occasion of the Christmas, yes, it is okay to give gifts, to exchange gifts with your Christian friends, non-Muslim friends, if they are celebrating certain occasions, whether it is a Christmas or some, or let's say Hanukkah or other occasions. It is okay to give them gifts. Nowhere God says, no, don't take gifts from them, neither give them gifts. We give and also we take. Make sure that you take too. And the third question, is it okay to go to a church to celebrate the Christmas with them? Yes, it is okay. It is okay. If you bring happiness to them and if you show solidarity, this is a gesture, a symbol of friendship and respect and solidarity. Yes, you do that. In the last few days, we had many Christians coming here to your masjid here. We had from the Catholic Church. The head of the Catholic Church was here last Saturday. Many of you saw him here. The Bishop of Orange County. We had the pastor of the Anglican Church was here on Monday. From Newport Beach, and others. They come and they show solidarity with us and respect. They say, this is what they say to you. The Anglican pastor was telling me, tell me how we can help you. You tell me how we can help you at this difficult time. This is a gesture of kindness. We appreciate that. This is in the Quran, in chapter 60. In chapter 60. Surah Al-Mumtahana, Surah Al-Tahrim, sorry, Surah Al-Tahrim, verse number 8. لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم. إن الله يحب المقسط. God does not forbid you. God does not say this is haram. If you deal with the Christians and Jews, who did not do you any harm. They didn't bomb your masajid, your marketplace. They didn't murder you. They didn't drive you outside your land and your homes. Unfortunately, what we saw is the opposite. Muslims were killing other Muslims. Muslims were bombing masajid and places of worship. This is what we saw in Syria, in Iraq, in Yemen. A Muslim country is attacking Yemen. A Muslim army is bombing Yemen. So Allah says, those who are non-Muslims, if they did not do harm to you, God does not forbid you from being kind and just and nice to them. لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم. Bir means this is the highest level of virtue. Al-bir, birru bil-walidain. You practice bir with your parents. God says you may practice it too with your non-Muslim friend. Practice it with them. وَتُقْسِطُوا. And you have to do justice to them. Never abuse them. Nor physically, neither verbally. Avoid abusing them. Be respectful to them. This is the fundamental of our religion. And we learn this from our great Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we learn this from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib when he gave this historic statement. I would never forget this statement and declaration made by Amir al-Mu'mineen when he sent an urgent letter to his governor of Basra who had abused a Christian citizen. He said to him, اعلم أن من آذى إنجيليا فقد آذاني. Let it be known to you that if you hurt a Christian, you are hurting me, the Caliph of the Muslims. You are hurting Ali ibn Abi Talib. If you hurt any Christian, this should be our standard of behavior here. This is our Imam. Our Imam says an abuse, an attack against a Christian is considered an attack against the Caliph, the Imam of the Ummah. Ali ibn Abi Talib. And when we go to a church, it does not mean that you have to believe in a Trinity or crucifixion, no. Neither when we go to a Sunni masjid, do you believe that in their theory of Khilafah? You don't believe. But you go there and you pray with them, it's okay. Neither when they come to us and pray with us, they believe in our theory of Imamah. You don't have to believe in that. You can work with people without necessarily believing or subscribing in their belief system. You still can work with them. This is how Islam teaches us. Islam teaches us harmony and unity. That does not mean that you must convert people in order for you to work with them. Even without conversion, even being you a Muslim and he a Christian, you are a Shia, he's a Sunni, you still can work together. You can respect each other. You can peacefully coexist. You can solve your problems with peace, with honesty, with integrity. You don't have to subscribe to other people's opinions so you can work with them. You don't have to. So we have to break these barriers of suspicion and fear and mistrust in order for us to make our cities beautiful. And protect them from radicalism. Protecting them from corruption. We have to make our hearts clean and pure. And reach out to each other. We need these type of relationships. Maybe in the past they were luxury, but today it's a necessity. That we reach out to our other madahib. Other traditions, other religions, other churches to make our area safer and nicer. Today we were discussing in the morning an idea of working with some churches to feed the hungry. This is a noble idea. This idea transcends religions and madhab and school of thought and masjid and church. And this is a human idea, a divine idea. فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَةَ فَكُّ رَقَبَةٍ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ لِمَسْغَبَةٍ يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَةٍ أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَةٍ. It would be very great if Muslims and Christians and others, they work together to feed the hungry, to shelter the homeless, at least in their own areas. This is the true message of Jesus and Muhammad alayhim as-salatu was-salam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعلى عترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله أوصي نفسي وأوصيكم بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك خير ولباس التقوى ذلك خير ذلك من آيات الله لعلهم يتذكرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أبو ذر الغفاري, one of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, one day asked the Prophet, يا رسول الله, ما الإسلام? What is the definition of a Muslim? Is it just someone who says, La ilaha illallah and Muhammad Rasulullah, and then that's it. He used the carpool to paradise. There was a clip the other day, someone in Syria sent his 9 years old daughter to kill herself, to bomb herself in a police station in Damascus. And he was so happy, so proud, that he's sending his 9 years old daughter to kill, as he calls them, criminals. Police who are protecting the city, policing the city, policing him and others, were killed by a 9 years old. According to him, this is Islam and this is jihad. This is a gross distortion of our faith and our religion. This is not Islam. This is not any other religion. It's not found in any book, in any divine book, that you send your daughter who is still little, small, young, you brainwash her to go and put explosives around her body, and then she claims that she's lost in the street. And when the police try to help her, they bring her inside the station, she detonates herself. This is not Islam. This is alien to the Islamic culture, the Arab culture, the Syrian culture, the Middle East culture, the human culture. So the Prophet was defining Islam. He said, Islam, libasuhu taqwa. The garment of Islam is taqwa. The garment that you cover yourself with it. The garment covers you, protects you. So your garment should be the things that you wrap yourself with. Is righteousness, is piety, is reverence of God, respect for God, respect for human values. وَزِينَتُهُ الْحَيَاءُ. And the adornments of Islam, what makes it really beautiful is haya. For men and women, not just women, sometimes we expect women to have chastity and modesty and decency, but we don't expect men to have it. No, for men and women, both Islam, a religion, bisexual religion Islam, not just for men, not just for women. Although sometimes men dominate Islam, you know, in many countries, it's a society for men, only men. But in fact, it's for both, for women and men. So haya makes your religion and yourself attractive. Zina, it's an adornment, brings you value when you have haya. The Prophet ﷺ says, "Al-haya yasuddu an fi'l al-qabih." When you have haya and modesty and chastity, you would not get close to sinful acts. You stay away from them. If something is bad, you don't get close to it because you have something called chastity. But if haya is removed, then a person can do anything. إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِ فَفْعَلْ مَا تَشَاءُ. If there is no chastity, then a person can do anything, can commit any crime. وَمِلَاكُهُ الْوَرْعُ. The essence of Islam, what is the essence of Islam? Is God-fearing, is self-control. That's the essence of Islam. God does not want to control you. God says, I want you to control yourself. You be the police of yourself, the judge of yourself. This is the meaning of piety. This is the meaning of wara. Staying from, refraining from sinful acts because you have the power of self-control. You know that these acts are bad, terrible, detrimental to you, to your family, to your mind, to your body, to your children, to your home. So you stay away from them. Self-control is the essence of Islam. وَكَمَالُهُ الدِّينِ. The perfection of Islam when you practice religion. Because Islam is not shi'ar. In some countries, Islam is a slogan, just a slogan. Spoken slogan. But when you go to the marketplace, Islam is absent. You see stealing, cheating, lying. It's absent. It's only in the tongue, on the tongue. Shi'ar. Yeah, we are Muslim. Allahu Akbar. They are good at screaming Allahu Akbar. They have powerful voice when it comes to Allahu Akbar. But when you go to the market, Allah is missing. Allah is not Akbar there. Allah is Asghar in the market, in the family, in the society. When they deal with their women and children, Allah is missing. Allah becomes Asghar, astaghfirullah, not Akbar. But when they murder and they shoot, Allahu Akbar. وَثَمَرَتُهُ الْعَمَلِ. The product of Islam is to work, not to be lazy. You can't get tomorrow to the hereafter with doing nothing here, with staying at home. Islam says about this, Salatul Jum'ah, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Go back to work immediately. Don't waste your time. You do your prayers? Excellent. Very good. Come to the Friday prayers. إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا. Rush yourself إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع. Suspend business. But once the prayers is done and you are inspired and you worship God, go back to work. فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع. And then فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض. Spread in the land. Go back to your offices, to your businesses, to your families. Back to work. You have to work. ثمرته العمل. We can't just ask God paradise and success and felicity and salvation with doing nothing. You can't. You have to work. You have to produce. What is your production? And then the prophet says, he concludes with this sentence. Golden sentence. Listen. And you all are following this sentence. وَلِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ أَسَاسٍ. For everything there is a foundation. وَأَسَاسُ الْإِسْلَامِ حُبُّنَا أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
And the foundation of Islam is your affection, your respect, your fellowship. Fellowship to the Prophet and his family. When you make them your leaders and you follow them in their actions, in their behavior, in their manners, in their hard working, then you will be successful. You need a leader. We need inspiration. We all need leaders. And the best leaders, we Muslims, we think, it's the Prophet and his family, his progeny. وَلِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ أَسَاسٍ وَأَسَاسُ الْإِسْلَامِ حُبُّنَا أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ عليهم أفضل الصلاة والسلام. Before I conclude, my friends, there is an 8-year-old girl who was diagnosed with cancer. And she belongs to a good family, noble family, but the father cannot afford the treatment. And they called me early morning. And they are asking for help. He's taking her to hospital, and it costs money. So please, please, I want you to help and try to give a gift. These are the days, the anniversary of the birthday of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wasallam, two great prophets. So as a gift to them, we try to help whatever we can afford to save the life of this young girl who is Alawiya also. She's Sayyida. She's the descendant of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So please see Haj Shamsuddin Shahidi after the prayers, so he would collect the donations that we will send them to this family, inshallah. Allahumma akhfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat, innaka mujibud da'awat. Allahumma akhfir dhunubana wastur uyubana waqdi hawa'ijana wa wahhid kalimatal muslimin ala al khayri wal birri was salahi wat taqwa ya arhamar rahimin. وعجل في فرج إمامنا وسيدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء. And then we give condolences to our dear brother Sayyid Muhannad al-Ishagir, his honorable wife, Sister Nahid Sadrizada, she passed away. And we had last Sunday was her memorial here. We give condolences to him, to his son Sayyid Amin, to his daughter Sayyida Muna, to the rest of the family for the departure of Sayyida Nahid. And we recite Surah Al-Fatiha for the soul of the Mu'mineen and Shuhada and her soul, inshallah. Al-Fatiha ma'as-salati ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli